Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you as always. I know I say that awfully fast, but it is meant from the heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, we thank you, O God, for your many blessings, for the resources which you have created and provided for us, for our ability to think and to logic and to scratch our heads in wonder. And even in confusion, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for those around us, the short and the tall, the rich and the poor, the wise and the witty, even for those who are needy. May we always bring and share your love to all. May all things in our lives bring us ever closer to you. I ask, O Heavenly Father, that you continue to guard and keep safe President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence. Guide them with your word and your wisdom. They are just men. They need you to lead this now crazy and divided nation. Surround them with good and godly counsel. Bless CSE Talk Radio, O God. You know the needs we have here. We ask not for wants, just the needs. Help CSE Talk Radio to increase the territory and in such accomplishments glorify you. May I always be a voice of truth, sharing wisdom and provoking thoughts that are common sense, leading to you, leading to bring America home to you. Thank you for those who volunteer and assist me, for Rudy who works hard. He has become an important part of the show's prepping and social marketing, and we just thank you also for our advertisers, Father, and my listeners. May they be a blessing to one another. I believe you have placed me here. You have not made this path easy, but you have kept me healthy and strong, and I beg you to continue helping us meet the daily and the monthly needs every year. Help us as we look to the future, but most of all, keep us in your care and walking in your ways. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. I'm excited today. I told you earlier this week that we're going to have Dr. Victor Davis Hanson on, and he's going to be on in the last half of the show. I wanted to discuss the article that he wrote, Remembering the Farming Way. It spoke a lot. You know, Rudy was asking me just a little bit ago. He said, did you read that article? I said, yeah, I read that article. He said, the whole thing? And I said, yeah. He says, it's kind of sad. I said, yeah, it is kind of sad. Because America has just forgotten who they are. They've forgotten from whence they came. And they've strayed. They don't realize the foundation of this nation is right in rural America. Now, we're not above the coastal people, but we're not beneath them either. In fact, we're in the middle. You know, the middle of an Oreo is the best place to be. But remembering the farming way, and I am excited to have him on, and I hope that you will stay and listen to all that he has to say as we discuss some things. I'm a huge fan of him. I appreciate his demeanor. He's very soft-spoken. He doesn't get too excited. And at first, when I first heard him, I don't dare say this in front of him, I guess, I wasn't all that excited because his demeanor. But then as I listened to his words and his opinions and his wisdom, he's very, very much a deep thinker. I really grew to appreciate him, and I'm one of his biggest fans. He may not know that, but I'm one of his biggest fans. But when I read his article from January 12th, Remembering the Farming Way, I knew we had to reach out and try to get him on and invite him here. CSE Talk Radio is probably the only nationally syndicated talk show that is an advocate for rural America, and I'm sure that Victor Davis Hanson had never heard of us. Just about sure of that. But nonetheless, we're going to have him on in the second half of the show. So during the show here, I wanted to talk about some other things, which I've already lost my notes as to which. Oh, one of my good buddies, and I appreciate him so much. I haven't ever met him. I haven't even got to hear him talk. But I like to read what he writes, especially when he's patting me on the back. And today he was patting me on the back, or yesterday he was patting me on the back. And I did so appreciate that. But he was talking about the show, and he's talking about the Attorney General. He's challenged the sanctuary cities and their policies, and their so-called progressive politicians. But in the last paragraph, he shared a lot here with me, but in the last paragraph, I wanted to share this with you because it stroked my ego just a little bit. He says, another great show today. Now, yesterday we had Mindy on, and I usually give Mindy most of the credit. She gets me fired up, and I get her fired up. But he said, I especially liked the Ayn Rand quote about individual rights, as well as your comment about fighting together as individuals. Well, I got that, Gary, from the Pledge of Allegiance, indivisible. And if you remember, Red Skelton did a breakdown of the Pledge of Allegiance, and indivisible. We cannot be divided, and yet we are. But if the individuals are indivisible, just think of the strength we would have in this nation. The whole thing of the Tea Party movement years ago was, we were done with this stupidity that's coming out of D.C. and the politicians. And we always want to scream at the left, but there's so many rhinos on the right that are no different. But anyway, Gary, thank you. Thank you for giving me a little pat on the back. I actually came up with that particular phrase, or those two words, putting them together, while I'm preparing my speech. I hope I'm not a spoiler alert if anybody from Wisconsin is listening. I mean, from Wyoming is listening. No, I'm not Joe Biden. I do know where I'm at. I will be in Wyoming. Gary is from Wisconsin. That's why I was thinking that. But I'm putting my speech together, and I want to concentrate on individuals, indivisible. And so that's where I'm at with that. I have an article here that I will share with you, just part of it, and it's just the left hate liberty. Have you ever noticed that? They keep screaming at President Donald Trump and talking about all the violence. But this is the Culinary Union, and they tweeted a statement from its secretary, treasurer, I cannot pronounce his name, is Juganda Aguela Klein. It's disappointing Senator Sanders' supporters have viciously attacked the Culinary Union and working families in Nevada simply because we provided facts on proposals that might take away what we have built over eight decades. You see, what the left, the socialists, Bernie, the communist, what they're promoting, if you remember out of Gary's words yesterday when we listed some of that, it's all totally against the U.S. Constitution, which they take an oath to uphold. But you see, and we won't get into this, but I know Laura's listening. They don't take an oath to the same Constitution you and I are reading. Yet there are employees. Yeah, Rudy read something yesterday morning that I just can't get it off my mind. Donald Trump is the new boss. President Donald Trump is the new boss. He came to the company, found out almost all of the employees have been stealing from the company. He's got to drain that swamp. And it isn't going to be easy. And it isn't going to be pretty, as we can see. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk a little bit about Attorney General Barr and what's going on there and Roger Stone. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Rudy just informed me today was Galentine's Day, and I thought he meant like a gallon of milk or a gallon of water or a gallon of tea or whatever. He said, no, like a gal, for gals to celebrate themselves. And I'm going, that's just craziness. Do they have special cards for that? Do you know? He's shaking his head.
I bet they do. I mean,
if it's Hallmark, I'm certain they
absolutely.
Do. Oh, my goodness. Well, it is 263 days to election. And the only way to put some calm back into what's going on is to vote out every single Democrat that's running for office. Vote them out. And every single rhino Republican. Vote them out. Go for the third party if necessary. Vote them out. Well, I thought it was interesting that Attorney General Barr has accepted an invitation to testify March 30th before the House Judiciary Committee, according to a letter sent to him on Wednesday. And it reads like this. Since President Trump took office, we have repeatedly warned you and your predecessors that the misuse of our criminal justice system for political purposes is both dangerous to our democracy and unacceptable to the House Judiciary Committee. Do you think Attorney General Barr is shaking in his boots? They warned you, Attorney General, they warned you about this. They're upset about Roger Stone's They want him put away for life. 9 years is back to practically life. He's 76 or 78 or something like that. It doesn't matter that Comey lied. It doesn't matter that Hillary lied. It doesn't matter that Page lied. It doesn't matter that any of these others lied. It doesn't matter that Schiff has got up in front of the American people and lied over and over and over again. That doesn't matter. But by golly, Roger Stone, he needs to go away. That's not political at all, is it now? They're not going to stop the attacks. The swamp has been stirred, and they are angry. Have you ever poked at a snake?
Not on purpose.
If you ever poked at a pig, you get them mad. If you start poking them with a stick and say, I want you to go the other direction, they get angry.
Haven't done that either.
Yes. You're the country bumpkin. I'm the one that came from the city to the country, and I did those things.
I lived in town.
Yeah. You have a garden? Did your mom have a garden?
No.
Well, anyway. So you poke at the snake in the garden to get rid of him, and he'll coil up. And sometimes. Well, black snakes, they scare easier. They roll away. They fight back. And that's what we're seeing. These reptiles in Congress and the deep state are fighting back. Like I said, we have a new boss, there's a new sheriff in town, and he found out that nearly every one of the employees had been cheating and stealing from the company. Well, I for one will be very anxious to see how Attorney General Barr reacts to their craziness. Now, something else that I want to talk about. And Rudy, I told him to put this on our Facebook page, CSC Talk Radio. That's the Facebook page. Don't go to the group page. It isn't there. It's on CSC Talk Radio. But Tucker Carlson, and this goes back to last week, I do believe, is when he did this on air. But he talks about the New Way Forward Act. He calls it worse than the New Green Deal. Now, in our list that Gary sent us as to all the things that the Democrat candidates have been standing up or promoting, he had in there to raise the illegal aliens status above all those of legal aliens and above the citizens of the United States. Now, I want you to think about that. Why on earth would they be protecting them more than they protect you? Why are they protecting their rights over your constitutional rights, your natural rights? Well, one would have to say it's because they really don't care about you. That's why. It doesn't matter if they get up and call you a lion pony something. Lion dog pony
dog
tail.
Dog face pony soldier.
Okay, well, okay. So a lion dog face
lion
pony
lion dog
soldier.
Face, yeah.
Or fat. If that had been a woman, she'd have decked him. But they can say these things. They can call you deplorable. They can call you all kinds of names. They can throw eggs at you if you go to see the president in one of his rallies. They can spit on you. They can hit you, cause a concussion. That'd be Antifa that did that. And nothing happens to them. But Roger Stone, 9 years, man, he's gone. 9 years, he lied to Congress. What about Congress lying to we the people? What about that? Doesn't that deserve any repercussions? Lizzie Warren, Lizzie, she's kind of like a lizard, isn't she? I don't mean looks like one. I mean acts like one. A swamp creature. Lizzie wants you to pay restitution, reparations for everybody. For everybody. For all the blacks. For all the Hispanics. For anybody who's against health care. National health care. For anybody who's against climate change. All of those people. They need to pay. They need to pay. Pay to the homosexuals, the LGBTQ people. They need to have restitution. They need to know you're sorry. You need to pay. Again, they've forgotten that Eighth Amendment. cruel and unusual punishment. It's not allowed. They're not allowed to take your livelihood away from you. They're not allowed to put Roger away for 9 years and the others don't get anything for their lies. Well, that doesn't matter if they lie because they're into politics. We expect them to lie. I'm sick and tired of their lying. And I'm sick and tired of them looking down on rural America, which is one reason I wanted Victor Davis Hanson on. I'm tired of it. He has one section in that. He talks about your independence. And I came from not the big city. It was Raytown, Kansas City area. I guess you'd call it the big city. But one thing I learned very quickly, which for one thing they will tease you if you're from the city, but they are the hardest working, the stubbornest, and the most caring people you'll ever meet. And that's why I'm here. That's why I stand with rural America. I live in rural America. I've been told your station, they call it a station. It's not a station. It's a network. We'll do so much better if you'd move to the city. Well, why? They hate me there. Why would I go where I am hated? Why don't I stay with the rest of the troops? I'm certainly not the general, but I'm the mouth in the front. Right now, I'm the one paying for the microphone. I've got several of you that send me a little donation, and I appreciate that. One sends me a very nice donation every... And one of you has been sending me a donation since day one, every month. Thank you. Rural America. In fact, that one is from California. And that is where Victor Davis Hanson is from, is California. And I guess his father or his grandfather farmed there. And that's what he's remembering, the farming way. How neighbors meant something. When a neighbor farmer passed away, somebody had to step up and help the farm. Especially if the kids weren't big enough yet. The wife was busy raising all these little kiddos. Somebody had to help harvest. Somebody had to help disc, plant, whatever it took, so that family wouldn't go hungry. Where is that today? Where is it? All of America could benefit from that independent spirit. But, on the other hand, it is your independent spirit that has made you forgotten. Because you're so busy working. You work through you have pneumonia. You work through that. You just keep pushing and pushing. But nobody hears you. Well, Victor Davis Hanson will join us after this message. And I hope that you will enjoy listening to Remembering the Farming Way. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, as I explained to you earlier and told you last week, we're going to have Dr. Victor Davis Hanson on with us today, and we're going to discuss Remembering the Farming Way. He is a senior fellow from the Hoover Institute. I see him on the Fox News shows in the evening, and I'm one of his biggest fans. He may not know that, but I am. Here at CSE Talk Radio, we welcome you, Dr. Hanson. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. I want to read just a part of the Remembering the Farming Way, and then I want us to just kind of jump on this and talk about it. What you're listening to here with CSE Talk Radio is Rural America. We are definitely nationally syndicated. We are stationed right here and broadcast right out of the central part of the United States, in the central part of Missouri, which is a little town called California, Missouri. But out of your Remembering the Farming Way, it says, We need to pause sometimes and remember who these dinosaurs were and what they have contributed. For a while longer, a few are still with us. A sort of collective keyhole through which we can look back into a new, unremembered American past whose codes and morals we simply abandon, and to our great and present loss. I think that, of course, I'm in rural America, and I believe rural America, regardless of where you are, every state has rural America, is the foundation of all America. And when I read your article, it just brought me back to so many things. I didn't grow up on the farm. Now, you talked about your grandparents' farm. Did you also farm yourself, Dr. Henson?
I did. I'm speaking to you from it right now, and I grew up working on it. And then after I finished graduate school, I ran it for 5 years. And then for another 15, I farmed and taught at a university nearby. And then the last 20 years, I've rented it out, but I still live here. And I still work around the farm.
I had the privilege to visit California a year and a half, 2 years ago, on the farm with the Duartes. I don't know if you know them. They were part of a conference that was going on and fighting some of the things that are coming down from the EPA and all that on their property. And I think he's doing okay with that at this point. But rural America is under attack, and I'm certain that you know that. The farming and the ranching and the producers, they're all under attack for one thing or another. Just a little background on where I came from. I don't know if the name Derry Brownfield means anything to you or not, but he was huge in agriculture broadcasting, and he started what they call the Brownfield Network. And he passed away. I worked for him, and he was definitely one of those dinosaurs that you mentioned in your article. And he passed away back in 2011, and I started a show that's similar to his, but it's not his, but I started a show similar to his. And when he passed away, they remembered him with a moment of silence on the floor of Congress back in 2011. And he loved rural America. He loved the farmers and the ranchers, and he was big into markets. And just a little bit about where we came from, I wanted you to know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I think about the independence of the farmers, and I wanted you to kind of discuss that. And the generations away from the farm. Now, you're still on the farm, so you're probably about a third generation at least.
No, I'm fifth, and my children
fifth
are
generation.
Sixth. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this house was built in 1871. That I'm in now, and my great great grandmother came out from Missouri and took the train had just been opened, transcontinental, and got to San Francisco, and then got a buckboard and went out to the center of the state, and she and her two boys pitched a tent, built a little shack which fell down about 10 years ago. It was about 400 square feet, and anyway, they homesteaded about 400 acres, and they bought some from the Southern Pacific Railroad that was put in right after they arrived. And then over the years, the generations, people bought and sold, left, came. And at one point, 20 years ago, we were at about 200 acres left. And then I have four siblings, and they, most of them, married people who were not farming, and they left. Mm-hmm. Sold out, and I'm the only one left, but I still live in the original farmhouse, and I have 40 acres that's surrounded of the original 400.
That's amazing.
So that's, yeah.
That's, you know,
I don't know
the generation.
If my children want to live here or not, yeah.
Well, we need to entice them to do that. We got to keep them. How do you keep them down on the farm?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, it's very different now, Central California.
It is.
It's ground zero of illegal immigration, and we have a lot of crime out here, and, you know, I mean, people do everything from take their people who have come across the border illegally, and we have tens of thousands in California. They sometimes hire people they don't want to pay the money for urban trash pickup municipal, so they'll just hire, you know, illegal collectors who will then come out and dump all of their trash out in our orchards and stuff.
Oh, my.
Or kids will come out. They have no, I guess they're not taught about gun safety or laws, and they'll shoot red-tailed hawks. Or it's pretty wild out here, and we have a lot of M13 gang activities. So it's not the place
I grew
up in. I don't think we had a lock on that. The house that I'm in, I can't remember it ever being locked. We had all these good neighbors, and they're all gone. And I have a 6-foot wall around my 3-acre yard and house, and then I have five dogs. So it's a it's California is not the California that it was 20 years ago, and a lot of what's wrong with it is right here in the center, as well as, you know, the coast. We hear about San Francisco and homelessness, but we don't hear about what's happening in rural California, where we've got tens of thousands of people who came from southern Mexico, Central America, and they're renting places, they're living in trailers, they're living in shacks, and they don't really have any English legality, diploma, high school diploma, so a lot of them are, and farm labor has been mostly mechanized in California. The main crop now is almonds, and that's completely mechanized. Mm-hmm. So only about 20% of immigrants work in agriculture. So if all of the stereotypes about California agriculture are pretty much inaccurate. It's changed so radically in the last 20 years.
That is just amazing, and it's sad. I know that my listeners in New Mexico and Arizona, you know, they talk about the traffic coming across there and the trash and even, you know, the diseases and the dead bodies and everything that they find on their farms. And of course, they take their cattle or whatever their livestock is to survive, to eat. And it's, you know, people just don't even talk about that, what's going on in rural Americas.
No, I think it's because 1 or 2%, depending on how we define farmers, are farming now. So 98% of the population doesn't know anything about food, or they don't live on a farm. And then a lot of the challenges that farmers face are sort of politically correct, whether it's environmentalists on the California coast that let over 50 million acre feet of stored irrigation water go out to the bay. We're in a drought right now again in California. It's come back, and there's not enough storage water because we left it out for all these environmental theories about the Delta.
Well,
smell.
I know in California, I had a gentleman on from that's an oyster farmer, and he was really battling with the EPA and some of the restrictions, and they were just trying to put
imagine.
Him out of business, just completely
yeah.
take him away. And we're heading into a break. Thank you. Just stay with us, please. I want to talk to you a little bit more about your farming, remembering the farming way, because it may be sad, but it kind of takes us back to a time when life was simpler and better. And why can't we get back there? Surely we can find a way to come back and to appreciate one another. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We are honored, very honored. I am one of your biggest groupies, I think, Dr. Hanson. I love watching you in the evenings when you're interviewing on Fox with one of the hosts there. I like that you're soft-spoken. And then when I read this and found out you actually were from the farm, I thought, oh, this is just too good. We got to have him on. And then you go back and you have connections with Missouri. That's even greater yet. But six generations, it has been something that I have been concerned about, that we are so far, so many generations off the farm, like you mentioned in the last segment, that they don't even know where their food comes from. And this goofy guy accepting an award or the Oscars goes off on dairy farmers. This is the same Hollywood that sacrifices human beings through abortion. They lifted up Weinstein until he got caught, and they're going to dictate to or talk down to dairy farmers because they think they're abusing the cows. And if you've ever been on a dairy farm, they treat those cows better than most people treat their kids. But I think that's just an example. Of course, he's just goofy, of how far we've come away from the farm.
Yes. I think that's part of the problem that a lot of... I used to grow Thompson seedless grapes and make them into raisins, and I was always struck that when I would go, you know, up to the university every day to teach, people thought that there were such things called raisin trees, and they'd say, how's your orchard of raisins doing? And they had no idea it was a vine and a dried grape, and yet they ate raisins all the time, sun-made they grew up with, and here they were living surrounded by grape or vineyards, and they had no idea what raisins were. And I still get this question because the left despises almonds for a variety of political reasons. But you'll see somebody and say, why are you growing almonds when they hog all the water? And you try to tell them that they use no more than 3 acre feet per year, no different than cotton or grapes or canning tomatoes or peaches or plums. But they've read so much that almonds they can't divert water because the almond orchards need them, and therefore the almond orchards are bad because they want to let the water go out to the ocean. So.
Well, I like almonds.
Right. Yeah.
And I like raisins. But I learned that raisins were dried up grapes when I was a kid in grade school, so I don't know what their problem is.
I think most normal people do, but then very few people bake anymore and produce their own food. They're mostly urban, and they have very strange ideas about farming and how the daily life of a farmer, they don't know much about it. And they either romanticize it or they feel it's antithetical to their politically correct view of the world. But
they see the farmer totally different.
Yeah, I think so. And most farmers, they never know whether they're going to have an income given the weather and labor and machines and the bank and the market. So they're very careful people. They're very independent. They're very they can be kind of cranky, and they have to be to survive. And people, most other people don't realize that. And most people couldn't do what they do. I know that.
Oh, that's for sure.
I spent most of my life in academia, where everybody has tenure, guaranteed employment. I would say 99 out of 100 professors couldn't farm if they had to. It would just be too difficult for them.
I don't think physically, but
also intellectually too demanding for them.
I don't think that the majority of Americans could survive if they had to.
No.
Put a little garden in the backyard, I don't think they could do it.
No, it's very hard there's not very many occupations where a person never knows what their income is going to be. They only know that their expenses are going to increase each year, but they have no idea what their income is going to be on any given day. And they don't have any control of it because, as I said, the weather and the market and the broker, packing house or whatever the middleman is called, and their own health and stuff like that. But everybody wants it. I know that when I got a job as a professor, all my farming friends said, you hit the jackpot because now you have a guaranteed benefit. You have guaranteed lifetime employment. They just laughed about it, but it was absolutely true. It was much easier than farming.
I married a farmer, and I really quickly, when I moved from the city down to this small area here in Missouri, that I learned very quickly that they're a very independent people, and they work harder than anybody I've ever seen, and they push through regardless of how they feel or what's going on in their lives. And you had a segment in that article about the independence. I wanted you to kind of elaborate on that some, if you would, please.
Yeah, I think that there's a very few professions, independent owner, operator, truckers are one example, or 7-Eleven owners another. But the country needs people who get up in the morning and they're jack of all trades. They have to deal with the public or deal with nature. They have to deal with criteria that are not set or not predictable. And then they navigate through that every day. And then they take that daily experience and they translate it into sort of a worldview, kind of a tragic worldview. It's not therapeutic. And they understand human nature and how tough it is to survive. And then when you have enough of those people, they sort of guide us and tell us, this fad is crazy, or this latest hip thing doesn't make any sense. And they're valuable as sort of checks on the excesses of society. But when you don't have enough of them, and you have a suburbanized, urban, uniform population that's all working for the government or working for big corporations or working in a way that, that they're sort of anonymous people. They don't really know where their money comes from, just that it comes. And they go to the office, they come home. They have unreal expectations about, the weather. And you can see that in California. If I grew up, my grandfather would say to me, look at the wind, look at the birds are going to nest in the trees, look at the phases of the moon, read the almanac. We didn't even have radar pictures in those days, but we guided ourselves through the natural world. And now I know people that will just you know, they'll just get in their car without chains or with two-wheel drive and T-shirts, and they'll drive from where I am up to the Sierra Nevada at 7,200 feet, and then they're surprised that the temperature's dropped 70 degrees, and it's freezing up there, and it's snowing, and they have no idea what their idea is that I'm a modern person. I have a car. I can go anywhere, anytime, anywhere, and they have to take care of me. Then you see these people all over the side of the road when you go up there, and they're very cold, and they don't know how to get home. Their cars are, and you can see that in California when we have bad weather, especially the rain. And you can see it with drought. That they can't understand that they can't take a, you know, 10-minute shower when the rainfall is less than 10 inches a year, and the environment also let all the water out to the ocean for some theory about,
you know,
restoration.
It's interesting. We're out of time. Dr. Hansen, I hope you'll come back. We need to continue this because farming is so important to this nation, and I think it is so forgotten. And we need to keep reminding everyone that it is the foundation. We need to keep reminding the farmers how important they are. Because
yes,
the one thing about their independence is they're quiet. They've been the quiet people, and that's why they haven't been heard. Thank you so much for helping us as we bring America
Thank
home.
You.
Thank you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.